real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and if you have any questions or whatever, give us a call, 808-524-1080, okay? Okay, heads up, folks. Do not fill gas during the day. I don't know what's happening to the new gasoline out there now. It's very, very sensitive to temperature. Very sensitive. Okay. If you want your money's worth, fill in the early morning. Only in the early morning. But do not fill full, because it will overflow. When you park it outside, it will overflow. Okay? The gasoline is so sensitive to temperature, it expands and contracts. Really, a bunch. So about half a gallon in a 5-gallon can. Okay? So it's up to you. You know, it's bad enough the meters, the pumps are not calibrated. You're getting ripped off at the pump. You don't need to get ripped off with the temperature on the fuel too. So if you buy it early in the morning, you'll get more fuel when it heats up, okay? So it's your choice. Okay, so we have anybody on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Before I ask the questions I wanted to ask, what did you say, 2 gallons to 5 gallons? What was that?
2 gallons ethanol to 5 gallons of gas will make it 30%. But 30%, on the new cars, not all cars can take it. Toyotas love it. Chevrolet, Fords, some Fords. Not all cars, so you got to try.
Oh, okay. For the past 3 weeks, I guess, I ran out of mothballs, and you said stop using the mothballs. I thought it might be poisonous for people, but since it was good for the car, I've been using it all these years.
Mm-hmm.
After my friend said to listen to your station.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I run out of the mothballs, I notice immediately the car doesn't run as good.
Yeah.
And then each week it doesn't run as, it gets worse.
Yeah, you're damaging not only the engine but the transmission.
So every time you were saying there's a little knock, the knock doesn't last long, just a few seconds or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow, I think I'm going to, okay, my question is, if you're going to continually add the 1 or 2 gallons for your gasoline, or, I mean, 1 or 2 gallons of the ethanol to your gas, then if it's 10%, then after 10 times, that means that your percentage of ethanol, although you're still putting the same amount, should actually be increasing.
Mm-mm. No, because number one, you don't have 10%. It never, ever was 10% in Hawaii. That's why the sticker says up to 10%.
Right, right. So the V-POW has how much?
6.
Okay, so if it has 6, then let's say after 20 times of continually putting in the 1 or 2 gallons, or 30 times, then the actual percentage of ethanol in the gasoline tank should be much higher.
Just a little.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you ever come to make it 100% ethanol?
I just fill it up.
From the very beginning?
Yes, all of my vehicles run 100% ethanol.
You must have new vehicles then or something.
No.
So how did you do that from the very beginning? I thought you said certain cars cannot, or...
They all can, and that's the reason why Brazil went with ethanol instead of hydrogen or electric, because if you went with electric or hydrogen, it will cost the people of Brazil thousands and thousands of dollars to convert a car. But whereas with ethanol, you can just fill it in and go. It won't run as good until you tune it for ethanol. That's it.
Oh.
Very simple. In fact, if you go look at the history, the very first car made was made by Henry Ford. And he was a very intelligent man. He ran all of his cars on ethanol.
You know, somebody, I told my friend that, and she said, according to Cynthia Thielen, who's into hemp, he used hemp at the beginning.
No.
I told her, I'm talking about George Nita, a former professional race car driver. How can he be wrong?
It's on the computer. You just click on the computer and look at the history of Henry Ford. When he made the first cars, they all ran on ethanol, or in other words, the simple word, whiskey.
And you said that it turns, the end product is oxygen, right?
Yes.
That's why Brazil air is very good.
Yes.
So, okay, now how do I get my 2004 Toyota to use more ethanol than...
Just put it in.
You see, gotta change something.
No. The Toyotas are alcoholics. They love ethanol. Dean Zane, with his Sienna, he runs up to 10 gallons in a tank of gas.
From the beginning?
Yes.
And what year is that? Is that a Corolla?
No, a Sienna van.
Oh, Sienna. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and how long does that last? Because a van uses a lot.
He claims he gets fantastic gas mileage with it.
You can find out after he goes on.
Oh. Okay,
you can ask him.
Oh, tell him to talk about his experiences then, because
okay.
Of all the lies that are being told.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
so much.
I'm going to call Gabbard and, you know.
Oh, you cannot trust them. You cannot trust a politician farther than you can throw your car.
Because I experienced using ethanol already. I know how good it is.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
But I haven't been using it, you know, only use it a few times, but...
Yeah.
So, but I figure the more you use it regularly...
The better.
Then you're really going to feel a difference.
Oh, yes.
And okay. Those of us who are lazy to take care of the car, we let the...
Sad.
The ethanol take care of it for us.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, I heard that the previous call about the ethanol, and she wanted to hear that what my experience is. Yes, it does give that gas mileage. Without ethanol, a Sienna van cannot get 20 miles per gallon. You will only get in 15 to 18 per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it does make a difference. Unfortunately, you know, not telling what the gasoline octane levels are, but when you put ethanol, you will achieve a minimum of 90 octane when you blend, you know, for the premium shell V-Power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But actually, you're getting more than what you're getting, but it you would get more. But, you know, Dean, I noticed when you have ethanol, your foot gets a little heavier.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you love the speed.
Right, that's correct.
So
right.
If you drove normally, you would get way better gas mileage.
Right, because, I mean, and it only works in high-speed highway driving. It will not work in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Oh, yeah, bumper-to-bumper traffic is not mileage.
Yeah, you won't get mileage. Yeah.
Open road is where you count mileage.
Yeah. And she asked, how can it be? Well, I've done it 10 gallons at a time, and, you know, I've tested it, no check engine light, so Toyotas love ethanol, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Even today's Camrys, and I think even today's Camrys and Corollas will take it too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Very good.
Okay, thanks, George.
Mahalo. Okay. So, a lot of people hear it. They don't try it. A lot of mechanics criticize how bad it is. It's excellent. Mechanics probably criticize it because what happens, and we found this, that by using ethanol, you don't have to ever tune up your car again. It runs and runs and runs and doesn't have to be tuned up. What's that?
What did Dean call for?
Oh, because he heard Barbara say about the...
I wanted to hear what he had to say about wherever he tested.
Wherever he tested?
Wherever he tested the gas, the octane level.
Oh, okay.
And did he call for that originally?
No, that's secret.
Oh.
The only way you're going to find out is you got to get a hold of him. That is secret. All of the gas stations are not the same octane, but what we do know, without a benefit of the doubt and a fact, is the Shell Premium V-Power, the 92, is actually 88. All the rest of them is below that. The island of Kauai, you people over there got to wake up. The highest octane you have there is 82. So, hello. Wait until they take the ethanol out. It's going to really go bing, bang, and everything, and you end up with broken transmissions and engines. Then be too late.
Why, they're not going to replace the ethanol with something else?
If they do, it's going to be MTBE, which is highly cancerous.
But they took it out because of that.
Yes.
So how can they put it back in?
Because Mike Gabbert wants it back in. Does he care about you? I wonder what water he drinks or what air he breathes.
There must be so many people complaining about the ethanol that they're willing to
take
it out. Yeah,
see, a lot of people are complaining that the ethanol is no good without getting the facts that it's actually the octane. The octane is super low. Majority of the people buy 87. You know what the octane is on the 87? It's 78, folks. It's 78. Okay? And read your car manual. Don't be lazy. Read it. It says there, do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Okay? Read it. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. Anyway, is there break time? Oh, okay.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Okay. George, have you heard about a housing project called Hono Uli Uli?
Kind of.
Yeah, I just wondered what you thought about 12,000 more homes.
Well,
out there on the Everplane.
I want to know if they got an EIS. Because if you get an EIS, it will show that the traffic problem will never make it. And another thing, Rob, the people of Hawaii got to look at history. Look at what happened in Japan when they had an earthquake. The tsunami came right in, right after that. If Oahu, and Oahu is got to have one soon. If Oahu has a bad earthquake like Japan, all the people in the Everplanes will be underwater. And I tell you that as a fact because way back, Hiram Fong Sr. wanted to develop the North Shore side, what's that place? Next to Kaneohe.
Yeah, Malaikahana, around there, yeah.
And EIS said, no, you cannot, because if we should have an earthquake and a tsunami comes in, all of those people there would die.
Boy, there's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. You know that if you look at what happened in Japan, it was a perfect example. Thousands of people died.
I know. Look at that. I mean, anybody that watched it on the news.
Yes. And from what I know of that tsunami, it's not going to stop halfway up ever. It's going to go past the H1 freeway.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect area for that much ocean to pour in like that. You're right.
That's right. And people don't listen.
But you know what's actually, you know, George, on top of what you just said, what's really scary is that the word is out that all of those city council people and everybody, because it's coming up for a vote, and they're all voting for it. They're pushing it through because
the money.
Because that developer, you know, will keep them fat and happy in their little political careers down there.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. The people don't look at saving people.
I know, and it's those politicians. I wonder, you know, if something was to happen like that, well, there wouldn't be anybody left, really. You know,
that's right.
Out there that could come after those guys, right? They'd all be dead.
Look at Hilo. Hilo is a perfect example. They're not building homes there no more.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, is it break time? Yes, Wanda?
Back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. And if some of you listeners cannot reach the station, go to my website and listen on the internet. We're broadcasting live on the internet at www.georgenita.com. Okay? So, we like to try to reach everybody, and so everybody would know what is really going on. You know, I would really like to meet with this guy, Representative Chris Lee, and educate him on the good of ethanol and the bad of gasoline. If you pour gasoline on your grass, it will die. You put ethanol on the grass, it won't die. You pour gasoline in the ocean, the fishes all die. You put ethanol in the ocean, the fishes love you. The fishes love you. They get drunk. Okay? So, it is not poisonous. And it does not damage engines. If it does damage engines, my engines would be broke. I wouldn't have an engine. I've been running ethanol 100% in all of my cars for 10 years. So what's up with that? Henry Ford's first car ran ethanol with no problem. What's up with that? He didn't have special hoses and everything. It was just regular.
What made him change it to gasoline, though?
Money. That's what did it. Because the cost of making ethanol is higher than making gasoline. And they have no control on the fuel with ethanol, because any Tom, Dick, and Harry can go make a still and put ethanol in the car. But you cannot go drill your backyard and find oil. So that's why oil companies went with gasoline made from oil. Well, the world's running out of oil. We've got to think of something else soon. So anyway, if you have question or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Next week, one of our listeners called me at the office and suggested something because of the safety check not being done right, not being checked. We're going to give away a free inspection to check your car if it's safe. But the free inspection, you have to win a trivia. You win the trivia, you get a free inspection, bumper to bumper, roof to tire. Okay? That's next week. Who do we have on the line?
We have Barbara back on the line.
Hi, Barbara.
George, if more people were to regularly order the ethanol you bring in from Brazil, mm-hmm. then does the cost come down?
No, the shipping is killing me.
No matter how much is ordered.
Yeah, I need to make it here from Hawaiian sugarcane. And Hawaiian sugarcane makes more power, better performance, better mileage than Brazil. We tested it. In fact, my friends at the Indy, the guys with the Indy race cars, they want first crack at the Hawaiian sugarcane ethanol because it does make more power.
And you told Gabbard all these things and he's still...
Oh, he's ignorant. He saw the whole demonstration, Barbara, everything.
And you told him that all these professional race car drivers
yep.
want to buy it from Hawaii.
He don't want to listen. It's frustrating.
So all the professional race car drivers now use ethanol.
Yes.
Because once you have the best fuel for your car, you're not going to go to something less.
That's right.
Because you're trying to win.
Mm-hmm. There's one guy in the Big Island, in Hilo. I went over there and I tuned his car for ethanol. He tried to go down the racetrack and he lost control and he came back and he said, no, I don't want it. It makes too much power.
Yeah.
I couldn't think already. I had to go home.
But, you know, what you just said, well, you know, I don't listen every Saturday, but you just said, I don't know if this is the first time, that if you use 100% ethanol, then you don't have to tune up your car.
That's right.
You save on your time and your energy. And
that's right.
You know.
Yep. And also the transmission don't wear out. See, people don't understand that automatic transmission, when the motor is lacking power and struggling, the transmission slips. It slips and starts wearing out faster than normal because it's trying to make up for the loss of power.
So is that why you also recommend the regular cars to have, minimum 800 battery or something?
The battery is for saving your alternator, saving your starter, and give you more spark at the spark plug to give you better gas mileage. That's all it's for.
So where do you get a 800 battery?
Oh, just go down to Napa and take a look. Is labeled on the battery.
Or only Napa.
Wait, it's cranking amps though or something, right?
Yes, cranking amps.
What?
On the battery, it has cranking amps. Look for that. That's the number you look for.
800 cranking amps.
Yes.
Just 800 amps.
Yeah. It has CA. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so hopefully people picking this up. A lot of people, it goes right through, and they just use the radio show as entertainment. Well, we're trying to save you money, people. But if you don't want to save money, then just come donate it to the station. We can use the donation. Sure. Anyway, so Wanda, you should try some ethanol sometime. You're going to be really shocked at how good it will run. It's really good. You can run anywhere from 1 gallon to a tank full of gas to whatever you want to run. So people try from 1 to whatever. So.
But whatever is good for one car is different for another car.
Oh, yeah. Ethanol is, it's like people. Not everybody can drink the same amount of alcohol. Some people take one shot, they fall down on the ground, passed out. Some people can drink the whole bottle, like Brad, and not even feel it, and walk around like nothing, like he's drinking water. So, you know, cars are the same way. You can get five same exact cars, all of them will be different. Why? I don't know. But the reason it gives better gas mileage is because it acts as a very good anti-knock. It pushes the piston all the way down, up, down, instead of short. The gasoline is a fast burn, and it just pops, and that's it. It doesn't push the piston all the way down. Whereas ethanol is a slow burn, it pushes it all the way down. Okay? So, anyway. Does that help you, Wanda?
Yes. Mm. But say if I didn't get, besides getting better mileage, it's a cleaner burn and what else?
Well, all in all, it's better than gasoline. Everything's better. Because you can make it out of sugar cane, from just about everything. You don't have to depend off of the Middle East or wherever to get oil.
So I'm wondering why they don't want to listen and
it's the word called money.
Keep it in the gas.
It's the word called money. Your political leaders all listen to the word money. It's like my dog Kolohe. He's a politician. If you give food to him, he'll do anything for you. But if you don't have food, he's not going to listen. Mm-mm. So, anyway, I'd like to thank all of you that tuned in. But you, the people of Hawaii, really makes my show. Not me, it's you. Take care of each other, folks. And please, do not drink and drive. You don't have a second chance. You got just one chance in life. And make the best of it. We'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.